Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.
Listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. This is Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast, and it is the Sunday, April 13th edition of the show. If you don't know, I am your host, Gary Seegers. Of course, you can follow me on X at GaryWCE. And it's been over a month since I have done any content. But you know, I had to jump in about Tennessee parting ways with their quarterback, Nico Iamalieva. I said it right. Finally started to say it right now that he is leaving. If you're watching live, you want to be part of the show, jump into the chat on YouTube. We are streaming to X as well. We're going to start streaming to some other things also. I think you can stream on TikTok now. There's a few other things as well. But yeah, I have been gone for a little while. Some things are changing. I am on a bit of a personal journey. But we'll get back to college football. I mean, it's spring football. There's things to talk about, obviously. And this may be the moment that college football changed again. Right? Tennessee's $8 million quarterback, Nico Iamalieva, he just got benched kind of by his own bank account. And I say $8 million because that was the deal that he signed out of high school. $8 million for 4 years. And it was like $8 to $10 million. I think there were some incentives in there, blah, blah. You get the point. But, you know, after he, in this past week, he skipped practices and he had behind-the-scenes demands. There was a public fallout. The Vols basically drew a line in the sand. And Nico crossed it. And from what it turned into Friday morning to what it turned into Saturday morning was one of the bigger shocks that I have seen in quite some time. So let's break down this contract saga and probably the biggest one that we've seen in the NIL era. And Nico, he was the face of Tennessee's NIL revolution, right? And he is now out. He skipped practice on Friday. Head coach Josh Heupel announced Saturday after the spring game that we are moving forward as a program without him, is what he said. But this news was reported on Saturday morning early, even before the spring game. And the final straw was Nico's absence from the team's final spring practice just before the orange and white game. And it was amid contract negotiations, right? Heupel said that no one is bigger than the Power T, and that includes him. The message seemed pretty clear that Tennessee refused to be held hostage. So let's talk about the fallout. Let's talk about, what exactly happened here. Iamalieva was already making an estimated $2.4 million per year. He was reportedly asking for $4 million going into the 2025 season. And Tennessee wasn't having it, right? A source told ESPN, we weren't going to flinch this time either. The original deal, as I mentioned earlier, was worth $8 to $10 million over 4 years. And it was negotiated while he was still in high school. And it was the deal that shook up the entire NCAA enforcement model when the NCAA objected and then got sued by Tennessee's attorney general, which of course is ironic because the deal that cracked the system may now be the one that broke the relationship. The $4 million is not crazy for a starting quarterback, especially in the SEC for a potentially national title contending team. I don't know that Tennessee is that this year with how much they lost, but they have built up that program to a point where they will always be contending for the conference, for the playoff, etc. And Nico was supposed to be kind of the bedrock of that. So let's talk about how it unraveled, right? On Thursday, Yamileva attended a team dinner, and everything appeared pretty normal. Friday, he was a no-show at practice. Pete Nakos at On3 talked about, basically put it all out there, reached out to the family, etc. And then it became a whole thing between the family and the reporters, and you didn't hear much from Tennessee, but you were trying to figure out where the information was coming from. And then Saturday, of course, Heupel tells the team that it's over, that Tennessee's moving on. By Friday night, Tennessee's offensive coordinator, Joey Housel, he was notified that Nico was preparing to enter the portal. And apparently Tennessee had already started calling other quarterbacks camps to check market prices for replacements and whatnot, because they are going to try. You know, Heupel did say after the spring game that they are going to try and move forward with the people that want to be here. And you take that to mean that we have guys on the team that are championship caliber, guys that can win, that know this system, et cetera. But they are going to look in the spring portal to see what they can get. So the question, of course, is it a national ripple? Is it a cautionary tale? Is it, you know, is this a power shift? I don't know that it's anything. I know there are a lot of administrators behind the scenes that are happy about this because finally somebody stood up to, you know, at least publicly stood up to one of these kids that decided that they wanted more money at the last minute. And they said, nah, like, we're good. I mean, this whole thing could send shockwaves through every Power 4 program, right? One personnel director told ESPN, good for Tennessee for putting its foot down. And another called it a statement to players, agents, and programs that you can only push so far. But others do fear like a new precedent. If a quarterback with playoff credentials can renegotiate without being cut loose, what message does that send about player empowerment? How much is player empowerment, right? How much of this, what exactly, or what message exactly does this send? I think that's the question. So let's talk for a minute about where Nico goes, who replaces him, et cetera, his top potential landing spots. So I wrote these down. I've heard some stuff that maybe some of these guys are already out. USC is, I mean, it's close to home for him in SoCal. Lincoln Riley's got a reloaded Big Ten roster. Maybe. Notre Dame is a national contender with a solid supporting cast. They were in on Nico before, but I think that they're pretty set with CJ Carr and Steve Angeli. UCLA is rebuilding. They could use a hometown star to boost recruiting, right? Some relevancy, etc. A lot of programs have already got their quarterback for this coming season. But what about North Carolina? Like, Bill Belichick, that's a potential spot. They've got Max Johnson. They've got a couple other guys already. Are any of those, you know, Max Johnson's coming off of a season-ending injury. He's certainly more experienced. But if you get Nico in there, does that change a ton about what could be possible in Bill Belichick's first season, potentially? And we know that North Carolina is going to spend, but we don't know how much they've already spent. So that's something to pay attention to. As far as Tennessee's quarterback room, Jake Merklinger is a redshirt freshman. George McIntyre is a true freshman. They're the next man up. So there's not a lot of experience. But as I mentioned, they're probably going to hit the portal. The late spring quarterback options are pretty thin, though. Right? It's pretty interesting.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
I did find it interesting that the program just scrubbed Nico from Neyland. I mean, within hours of the announcement, photos of Nico were removed from Neyland Stadium. There was an empty photo frame that was spotted in the media room where his portrait once was, which says to me that this was like a purge. It wasn't just a breakup. This was like, you never existed, which is pretty wild. Pretty wild. All right, so I've got three different opinions that I could go with on this. All right. We'll start off with this one. Good on Tennessee, right? They stood their ground. They made a statement for the sport. They proved that not even an $8 million quarterback is bigger than the team. I think that's a good thing, right? Because we're getting to the point where eventually markets take a long time to correct themselves. And this was the wild, wild west. Everything was going bananas. This is nice, especially before the house deal. I think, you know, Nico realized, oh, I should probably get this approved, get this done, because there are quarterbacks that are making more than what he was making. But what was Nico, like the 9th or 10th best quarterback in the SEC last year? And he might be like the 4th or 5th this year. He could be the first. He's got the talent. But there was, you know, in some of the big games last year, he didn't exactly produce what Tennessee was looking for. Maybe. We shall see. The next opinion is, did they overplay their hand? Like, the Vols walked away from, I mean, maybe the most talented quarterback that they've had since Peyton Manning. Now, talent only gets you so much, because obviously last year, and again, college football is a developmental game. Right? It's your quarterback in his first season of starting is not what he's going to be in his second or third year of starting. It's just quarterbacks will develop. And especially under Josh Heupel, they tend to do pretty well, especially going into the next seasons and whatnot. Parker at Stats of War had a really good post about this. Let me see if I can find it. Da-da-da-da. Let's go. Okay. Here we go. Nico had a roughish season. It was his first season starting. He showed flashes at time. All right, flash at times, but a couple of key games, you could see the touch timing feel just wasn't where they wanted it. He said Arkansas's last drive in particular really stands out. In college football, quarterbacks grow and develop. That complicates the pay me more now situation, simply for the fact that most high-end quarterbacks are not merely what they were last season. He said there's a projection involved with this for every player, perhaps in a way that is unique to the sport. Yes, these are kids. I know that they don't like for us to call them kids, right? There are certain people that would prefer that we not call it that, but it's the truth. These are 18 to 22-year-olds that are not fully developed at this point that will continue to improve as they get older, as they get wiser, as they continue working out, as they go through the reps, etc. It's just a fact of life with college football. Back in the day, they didn't want to play freshmen because they didn't think that they were ready. Now, we've got freshmen coming in making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and they have to play. So, but as far as Tennessee, like, did they overplay their hand? I mean, potentially. Like, they did just walk away from an insanely talented quarterback that has already spent 2 years in this system. Like, if this season tanks, fans that are really proud about this right now might not be so happy about the moral victory. And then my third opinion on this is this potentially the NIL's reckoning, right? We're kind of watching the growing pains of a new era. Tennessee versus Nico, it might be the first high-profile case study in how messy player leverage can get. I'm curious what it's going to look like going forward. Is this a cautionary tale where players going forward are not going to be as willing to go back to the money fountain to see how much they can continue to get? Maybe, you know, when you already have a deal and a team can cut you like it's nothing. Okay. Like it's very interesting. And I don't know that Tennessee could actually just cut him. I mean, I guess you can. I don't know exactly what the rules are around that, but yeah, they basically have wiped out his contract. He's going in the portal. We'll see what he ends up getting. I don't know what's going to be next. I feel like Tennessee will be fine. They won't be as good as they were. But was there anything from Nico last year that you don't think you could get from an experienced MAC quarterback or like a fifth-year senior coming in from the Sun Belt or something? And that's not obviously there are projections, as Parker was talking about in his post. Nico is insanely talented. But what you got last year, I think you could get from somebody else that's on the market in the spring. This spring portal sucks. It just sucks. And this is what coaches are talking about. You know, coaches do not want this spring portal. All right, you guys, jump into the comments. Let me know what you think about all this. I'm not going to spend much longer here because we've been going for 15 minutes, and I think that's plenty for this topic, especially for me by myself, talking solo. I will be back. I will be doing more things. I'm excited. I think life is headed in a good direction right now. I'm down 20-plus pounds since the last time you saw me, about a month ago or so before the NCAA tournament. I am feeling good. So hopefully all of you, if you want to reach out, you can do so on X at GaryWCE. You can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Let's see. T-Moss jumps in on the chat. He said, I hope this sends a lot of changes that need to be made to NIL, like caps or even dissolving NIL. Well, we're going to get the house deal. I don't know what that's necessarily going to do for the NIL stuff, right? NIL will still continue to be a layer that is on top of what the schools are already going to be sharing out as far as revenue. Do they kind of turn the contracts in the revenue sharing to where this stuff isn't possible? Like, I think there's going to be tier systems. I think there's going to be all kinds of things where you come in as a freshman, this is how much you're going to make. You come in as a, you know, you stay till you're a senior and you'll level up every year. And when you're a senior, you can make this much. And when you're a freshman, you're only going to make this much and blah, 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 blah. I think that's what we're talking about. But there is going to be NIL on top of the house settlement, which maybe gets done this week, I guess. I mean, we'll see. Who knows about that? But yeah, reach out to me. Jump in the comments. I'm curious what you guys think about this stuff. I'm ready to get back after it. We're going to be doing some fun videos over the summer, prepping for the 2025 college football season. So we will see what happens with that. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all for continuing to support the page, the site, the everything else. So I will see you guys on the next go round. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.